snippets. Study highlights gender-based differences in paediatric type 1 diabetes. According to a meta-analysis of studies, girls with type 1 diabetes were more likely to have higher HbA1c levels than boys when first diagnosed and continued to have higher levels after treatment began. It is suggested that different activity levels, eating patterns and hormones may be contributing factors to the difference. The researchers found that girls needed higher basal insulin and total insulin doses than boys, and girls were more likely than boys to be prescribed insulin pump therapy or continuous subcutaneous insulin infusions.
Study links exercise timing to insulin resistance. A study has found that adults who performed moderate to vigorous activity in the afternoon or evening experienced significant reduction in insulin resistance and improvement to their blood glucose control compared with those who had an equal amount of activity throughout the day. However, afternoon or evening moderate to vigorous activity had no effect on liver fat content, and there were also no significant differences in insulin resistance and liver fat content based on timing of light physical activity.
Drop in hospitalisation seen with glucose sensor. A retrospective study that analysed the hospitalisation data of patients with type 2 diabetes who used Abbott's FreeStyle Libre glucose sensor system for a year or more and are on basal insulin therapy, administered once daily, found a 67% decrease in acute diabetes event-related hospital admissions.
Metformin may cut knee replacement risk in type 2 diabetes. A published report has found that the incidence of total knee replacement over 4 years was 19% lower among patients with type 2 diabetes who were regular metformin users compared with non-users. The researchers said that in addition to reducing glucose levels, metformin also modulates inflammatory and metabolic factors, leading to reduced inflammation and plasma lipid levels.
More evidence on prediabetes. IDDT prefers to refer to prediabetes as being at risk of type 2 diabetes because this is what it is. Initially, although not a popular view, some people estimated that only 10% of people who were told that they had prediabetes actually went on to develop type 2 diabetes. Over the years, nothing has changed from the original 10% estimate, and we have to wonder whether there should be some rethinking and renaming of prediabetes. IDDT's concerns have always been that the expression prediabetes causes upset to many people, often unnecessarily, and it is not actually a diagnosis. A recent study of 3,888 people with prediabetes found only 6% developed diabetes after 12 months, 63.4% had repeated glycemic testing during that time, and only 10.4% had a diagnosis of prediabetes. 1% were referred to nutrition services, and 5.4% were prescribed metformin.